We gather together to ask the Lord's blessing.
It's not about the gender, it's about the calling that you have. I don't think you choose it, I think God chooses you.
Michelle Crable is a deacon at Prince of Peace Lutheran Church in Depew. She grew up Catholic, but left the faith 17 years ago because it doesn't allow female deacons.
I wanted to do more, and I couldn't do more where I was. And it was a struggle. It was a big struggle for me to, you know, make that final decision. I felt guilty at, you know, I'm leaving the religion I was brought up with. Then I realized I'm not leaving anything. I'm bettering myself. I am answering the calling that I'm getting.
Crable also supports women deacons in the Catholic Church because it would free up thinly stretched pastors to tend their flock and allow lay people to become more involved in their faith. Catholicism is the largest denomination in the world, the United States, New York State, and Western New York, with some 3,000 Catholics for every priest.
So as a deacon, what are you allowed to do that you would not be allowed to do in Catholic faith?
My catchphrase always is, I can't marry him, but I can bury him. And I have done funerals. I can do pastoral visits if needed. I can do baptisms. I can preach and lead a worship service. The only thing that I cannot do within a service would be to distribute communion. The pastor has to do that.
Prince of Peace has a female pastor, by the way. The number and diversity of Catholics and the varied community services they provide, from schools and healthcare to charities and cemeteries, are among the reasons why the church yields such influence in family life and society. When Pope Francis gives half the population a greater role, both Catholics and non-Catholics take notice.
The backbone of almost all of the parishes are women. In leadership and in ministry, for sure.
Reverend Aidan Rooney, Vice President for Mission Integration at Niagara University, agrees the change would be a big deal and one that may have to be made.
The theological reason for it is the argument from tradition that that is an expression of the will of Christ. If you admit a woman to holy orders as a deacon, then you've made a statement about the symbology involved and about the capacity to receive holy orders. The Catholic Church especially is very, very insistent that all of its developments be in continuity and not a rupture with the past.
Rooney says all religious institutions, but especially the Catholic Church, don't move quickly. Change often happens through a progressive divine representative on earth. In January, Pope Francis changed church law to officially allow women lectors during services and allow them to assist male priests during Mass and Holy Communion. In February, he appointed two women to high posts within the Vatican that have always been held by men, and he reconvened an international commission to study whether women should become deacons. And just this month, the Pope established the Ministry of Catechist to allow lay women and men help teach the gospel. Allowing women to become deacons, women to become priests, and priests to marry are ways being debated to help attract more tenders of the flock and revitalize the faith. But the international community is much farther apart on women priests and married priests than women deacons.
I think the bottom line for Roman Catholics is that the Eucharist is the center of our lives, the celebrated Eucharist. We say that all over the place. We say it clearly in some of the most fundamental teaching documents of the church. But when you don't have ordained ministers, you can't have Eucharist. So what do you do? And I think that's the theological push.
There are many different ways to live a faith. Crable says she feels like a leader, not just a participant, since becoming Lutheran and a deacon.
I find it very hypocritical for any faith to say, you can't do this because you're gay, or you can't do this because you're a woman, or you can't participate because you don't look like us. I mean, I'm no expert, but I don't think that when you go to heaven, they're going to care what color you are, who you slept with, or what sex you are, or gender you are. I think what kind of person you are and how you've lived, that matters more, what's inside than what's outside.
Marion Heatherly, WBFO News.